Each year, the National FFA Convention and Expo brings together 475 student leaders from across the country. Let's take a look at the delegate experience here inside Lucas Oil Stadium. Each state has two constitutionally guaranteed delegates, along with additional delegates based on the number of FFA members in that state. These delegates are responsible for sharing ideas with fellow members, proposing changes to the organization, and helping to shape FFA into an organization they can be proud of. The delegates are divided into six committees that will represent their states at the business session during National Convention. Joe Martin is a program specialist who manages the delegate experience, and he shares what happens at the business session during National Convention.
So all 475 delegates will come together during the business session. They'll vote on the recommendations that the committees proposed. If we have any amendments, they will vote on those amendments.
The business session is a valued annual event at convention that dates back to the first National Convention in 1928. Martin explains just how important the session is.
The business session for the delegate experience is the most time-honored tradition that FFA has since the very beginning. When the 33 Farm Boys came together in Kansas City to create the FFA, those were the delegates from each state that had an FFA at that time. And so since our very beginning, the delegate experience has been a part of National Convention. And these delegates will make recommendations to the National FFA that can shape the organization.
FFA member Kenneth Matsuda from Hawaii explains why being a delegate holds a special place in their family's heart.
For me, it was a really interesting experience because I come from a family of FFA members, and my dad was once before me all the way back in the 19-something. But I took it as it's my turn to help make change for the betterment of not only myself, but also the members and future members of FFA.
For others, it means being a part of something greater than themselves. Genevieve York, an FFA delegate from California, shares what being a delegate means to her.
To me, it means to be part of something to make change in our whole organization. It's a really great experience, and it's crazy being here.
The ideas formed during the delegate experience contribute to the future of FFA.
Some of the things that have come from the delegate experience include the adoption of the FFA creed, admission of girls into the FFA in 1969. In 1965, the delegates voted to approve the merger of the NFA and the National FFA.
Being a delegate may involve a lot of responsibility, but it's an incredible honor for members who want to ensure their community's needs aren't overlooked. Matsuda's goals for being a delegate ensure their community needs aren't overlooked.
So my goal as a delegate in general is to kind of give a voice for my state, speak for the people I come from, and just kind of make sure that we have a say in what goes on in our organization.
As a delegate, members are given the authority to vote and amend the objectives and procedures included in the FFA Constitution. York explains what she wants changed at this year's delegate session.
We have a bunch of different things, like over CDEs and LDE teams, basically just over the national competitive level. And so I really hope we just get to smooth things out, make everything easier for across the nation.
The decisions that were made today will further impact the future of the FFA organization. Reporting from the National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Brooke Dryden.